I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, how Olympic silver medalist Cheryl Toussaint is now carrying on her late coach's legacy as meet director for our girls' track series. But now it's time for Charlie Pierce and the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
After a total of 21 games were postponed due to COVID-19 quarantines, the Miami Marlins, Philadelphia Phillies, and St. Louis Cardinals are all back on the field. And MLB has released a new schedule to accommodate all the games that were missed. I can't imagine that this will be the last new schedule of the season. Can you?
Oh, absolutely not. Now, I've always been a huge fan of doubleheaders, but this new schedule is just top-heavy with them. And I don't think there's any possible way that baseball can get through a season coherently. They're just too far behind.
It's just crazy. I mean, according to this new schedule, the Marlins will play 27 games in the final 23 days of the season with no days off. And I thought I was overworked.
Yeah, I mean, this kind of thing is something the Players Association has fought against for years. So there's a little bit of shock doctrine going on here, too.
As you know, baseball is proceeding without fans, in the stadiums at least. But in Philadelphia, there is the Fandemic Crew, a group of fans who gather behind the fence outside the center field concourse. And at least on Thursday, one of those fans brought an air horn. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, why don't we ask Aaron Boone? Because he was not happy about it. The Yankee manager was not expecting this, although why he wouldn't expect it in Philadelphia is anybody's guess. If any city was going to find a way to have obnoxious fans during a season when we're not supposed to have any fans, it would be Philadelphia. This is a highly imaginative and veteran crew of vandals and pranksters.
You know, I get in trouble every time you diss Philadelphia fans. People write
no,
in,
well, I'm
you
sorry,
should be nicer.
I mean, I can't think of anybody who would think this kind of thing through as thoroughly as these people did. Hey, let's bring an air horn. And by the way, the umpire has no jurisdiction over us.
The NHL reported zero positive tests during its first week of bubble play in Edmonton, Alberta, and Toronto. I mean, I know it's only the first week, but I am cautiously optimistic that we might actually see the Stanley Cup awarded in October. You?
Yeah. The NHL's done a great job of putting a bubble together. I suspect, however, it's pretty easy to bubble in Edmonton. I mean, really, I've been to Edmonton, okay? And outside of riding the submarine and the giant mall, there isn't a lot to do there, okay? That being said, they've obviously been quite careful. As an added bonus, the hockey's been very good. The players have done a great job staying in shape. You already have, you know, the regular season being knocked off its pins with the Bruins, who are the number one team and they had the best regular season record when we had a regular season, now screwing up and losing the top seed.
66 players opted out of the 2020 NFL season before Thursday's deadline, which, when you consider the number of players on NFL rosters, is not a huge number. Tom Brady did not opt out. He's all in, though he's having a little trouble adjusting to his new job with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What's the problem? Are his 43-year-old knees finally giving out?
Actually, this is something I had not considered. For the first time in over 20 years, he has to learn a new playbook. And considering he can probably recite the Patriots playbook in his sleep, I mean, this is some real mental recalibration that has to go on.
It started on Sunday with a group of football players from the Pac-12 addressing concerns with COVID-19 health and safety protocols, racial injustice in sports, and player compensation. They threatened to opt out of the season if not heard. A similar list of demands was published on Wednesday by a group of Big Ten players said to be representing 1,000 athletes in that conference. Do you expect this movement to spread?
Yes, I do. And I don't know why the NCAA and the people who run college sports didn't expect it to spread. I don't know if they've noticed, but the kids these days know how to use social media really well. It's a lot easier to create a movement than it used to be. And I am very impressed by the fact that they're using the pandemic crisis to address other grievances they have beyond simply staying healthy.
And finally, Charlie, a Celtics fan on Twitter was watching last Sunday's game against Portland when, and I'm going to clean up his language a bit here, he was pleased with Marcus Smart's play. And then the fan said, and now I'm quoting, "Bill Russell is looking down from heaven smiling."
He may well have been doing this, but he was only there visiting because he's still alive. Because he's still alive.
I love that he not only saw the tweet, but was like, hey, I'm watching the game, too. It's a great game.
Yeah, and I really like Marcus Smart, and I'm not dead.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Karen.